שלום, נפתח את השיעור שלנו בנושא בזוהר לעם,
כרך. Hello, we are reading from Zohar for All.
הקדמת ספר הזוהר בכותרת.
Article The Donkey Driver. Item 74.
The Donkey Driver is one of the known, most known articles in the book of Zohar.
מדברים עליו הרבה.
And we talk about it a lot. It's conversed a lot because it's close to the heart of everyone who opens this book. So let's receive it like this, please.
The Donkey Driver, Item 74. Rabbi Elazar went to see Rabbi Yossi, son of Rabbi Shimon, son of Lakunya, his father-in-law. And Rabbi Abba was with him. A man was driving their donkeys, meaning leading their donkeys. One who leads the donkeys usually stings them with a stimulant to accelerate their pace. Rabbi Abba said, "Let us open the doors of Torah, for now is the time and the hour for our ways to be corrected." 75. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "You shall keep my Sabbaths. Come and see. The Creator created the world in 6 days. Each day he disclosed his deed and placed his strength in that day. When did he disclose his deed and place his strength? On the fourth day, since those first 3 days were all hidden and not revealed. When the fourth day came, he executed the power of all of them. In that day refers to Sabbath. The sixth day are Chagat Nehi, and they reveal the perfection of their work and the power of the Sabbath day in Malchut. Each day he places his strength in the Sabbath day. And why does it say here that it was only on the fourth day? It is because Malchut is called fourth and seventh. A fourth to the patriarchs, Chagat, and a seventh to the sons, Nehi. It is written, "The flower buds have appeared in the earth, and the time for pruning has arrived." The flower buds, Chagat, appeared in the earth on the third day, and the time for pruning has arrived on the fourth day, since the Malchut was diminished and rose for a second Ibur. Thus the Malchut was emanated from Chagat on the third day, and was corrected on the fourth day through Netzach de Zeranpin, which is the fourth day. Hence, in that regard, she is considered a fourth to the patriarchs. It is also written, "And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land." In our land is the Sabbath day, which is the sample of the land of the living. Thus Malchut, which is called earth, is the Sabbath day. A seventh to the sons, and the matter of fourth and seventh is explained here. It was said that those first 3 days were all concealed and were not revealed, because as long as the degree is deficient of Malchut, it is regarded as hidden and unknown. Upon its obtainment of Malchut, it obtains its perfection. This is the meaning of the 6 days of the work and the Sabbath. It would seem as though the six work days should be more important than the Sabbath, since Chagat Nehi, which are the 6 days of work, are more important than the Malchut, the Sabbath day. However, each week is a separate degree, which during the work days lacks the Malchut. Hence the degree is hidden and there is no holiness in it, since with the absence of Malchut, gar of lights are absent. And only upon the appearance of Malchut in the degree, at the arrival of the Sabbath day, The holiness appears in the entire degree during the 6 days of work as well, and holiness is present in the entire week. Similarly, in the 6 days of creation, when the first 3 days were emanated, Chagat, prior to the disclosure of Malchut, they were hidden, without disclosing the Kedusha, the holiness in them. And when Malchut was emanated on the fourth day, the holiness of all 4 days was revealed. When the fourth day came, it executed the power of all of them, meaning the Kedusha appeared in the work and Malchut complements the degree.
Focus group, please.
Rav, how do we keep on returning to the right intention in the ten?
We are reading the Zohar, which is a special force that should give us all the spiritual intensity that we want to reveal in the connection between us. And that's why we hold ourselves in connection. And from the connection, we try to listen to the Zohar. If we will listen to the Zohar not through the connection, it'll be a very, very tiny benefit in it. And if you listen to the Zohar through the connection, that you want to strengthen the connection more and more until between you, this special mutual force will be revealed. And in this force, you'll start revealing the Creator. That is actually our intention while studying the Zohar. That is what the Zohar can aid us. Yeah?
We start from connection and we listen to the Zohar and we return to connection constantly.
Not that we listen and come back. We're always in connection. From the connection, we listen to the Zohar. And we want to strengthen the connection more and more with the help of the Zohar until we attain that connection. And once you attain it, you attain the Creator in there too. Kiev.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот в нашем объединении вот эта особая обобщающая сила, вы сказали.
Dear teacher, in the connection between us, there is this general force, and what we read here, the 7 days of creation, what does it mean in the connection between us?
The Zohar tells us how the world was created, how reality is built, how are we in it, and how we could respond correctly to what the Creator did in order to attain all of creation and attain Him in the creation. That is the topic of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So he explains that because the world was created in a week, and we need in such a way to view it. In our world, there are branches from those spiritual forces called roots. And that's why we behave in that way in our world too, that we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the last day isn't called the seventh day. It's called Shabbat. It has a special name because it gathers the previous 6 days. And we'll learn that soon. When we're going to get to Rosh Hashanah, we'll learn about all these details. So here he explains to us a bit of the creation of the world. That's it. It's not the topic of the article, but still, the beginning of the article, he takes these things. The 7 days of creation.
Можно уточнить, вот если у нас есть, предположим, разные свойства товарищей.
Just to be more precise, let's say we have a few different qualities among the friends in the parzuf of our spiritual connection. Meaning, if we connect them all, we reach a state of Sabbath.
There's different qualities for sure, and it has to be that way. And nobody has to look at the other one and be similar to him. You have to remain the way you are. Just correct the connection between you, even though you are different. but you want to connect, and from your connection, in your connection, you want to discover the force of connection called Creator. That's it.
И это будет вот этот Шаббат, вот этот седьмой день недели, как
бы. And that's called Shabbat.
Shabbat means that you all connect together, everybody together, and discover the Creator. That's it. That's all it is. It's all pretty simple, except for realizing it.
Africa.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, this morning we heard you say that if one person is missing from the 10, it's not a full clay. So our question is, how do we compensate for this shortfall in our vessel during the reading of the Zohar so we can maximize its benefits, please?
The more you have people connect between you, and the Creator will already help filling you as much as needed. It, not specifically a whole 10 is needed, like I tell you that I was in a 6, not in a 10. And the Rabbi said, okay, whatever, let it be like that. That's it. Meaning, that's no problem. It's not exactly the number 10, even though it is desired, but if we connect, and there are a lot of people, so we don't take more than 10. More than 10, it's not good. It's difficult for us to grasp it and manage the things, but all in all, the Creator will already organize it. That's why, as many as you are, be together with us and do good. You're with us. PT 20.
We learn our avut and we're learning about connection, and the more I look at it, the more I see that without the help of the Creator, there's no chance not to connect, not to reach our avut.
That's great. That's very good. If you feel that without help from above, you cannot do anything, that's great. That's already a revelation.
Not at all. Not even. It doesn't even make sense without it.
Right. The more you advance, you'll feel that you are weaker. And that is a huge attainment. That is very good. That is the truth. Moscow 7.
Хотел бы продолжить вопрос, который сейчас Брайт из Африки задал.
I wanted to continue Bright's question from Africa. In our 10, we have 11 friends, but now in the lesson we have 6. How can we complete our 10?
Don't think about it at all, except for you studying for the sake of everyone. That thought is enough, that you're doing this for all of them, and that's it. Relax. The main thing is invest as much as you can. PT
33.
I heard you recently say, Rav, that more than 10 isn't that good, and I know that most 10s are more than 10. I wanted to hear, actually, how critical this is.
It's not so critical for us. We'll see later on what happens. We'll see. Because also in Rabash it wasn't exactly like it. There were a group that had like 15 or even 16 people. I had 6 to 8 people, usually 6, 7. It's not that essential. But on behalf of managing it, more than 10, it becomes difficult. For now, just do it. The main thing is the intention and the together focus group.
Yep, questions from the internet. A friend from Petah Tikva is asking, when we read the Zohar, sometimes there are thoughts of external forms the Zohar speaks of. Is the exertion to transfer everything to internal actions, by that do we add the light that reforms?
We need to try to pass everything we hear to spiritual discernments only. But if we can't for now, so what can you do? So, time will come that we will be able to do it. Obviously, the Zohar in no word is speaking about things of this world. Not days, not nights, not donkeys, not people, nothing. Only forces, that is it. Well, Gilad, let's keep going.
We're on item 75. Starting with Rabbi Elazar. Sorry, item 76. Fire, water, and wind are Chagat, the first 3 days. Even though they are three superior Yesodot, the three Sefirot Chagat, they were all reliant, and the complete work was not disclosed before the earth, Malchut, disclosed them. Then, the work of each of them was known. 77. But it is written on the third day, let the earth spring forth grass. The earth brought forth grass. Was the disclosure of the work of the earth, Malchut, not on the third day? Indeed, even though it is written on the third day, Tiferet, it was the fourth day, Malchut. It was included in the third day, since Tiferet and Malchut are one without separation. Afterwards, the fourth day disclosed its work of bringing out the craftsmen to the work of each of the Chagat, since the fourth day is the fourth leg of the throne, Binah, whose four legs are Chagat and Malchut. This is so because since Malchut discloses the holiness of the 3 days, she rose and was mingled in the third day to disclose the unification upon them, since Tiferet and Malchut are one without separation. Afterwards, the fourth day disclosed its work of bringing out the craftsman to his work of each of the Chagat. This is so because on the fourth day, Malchut compensated for only the first 3 days, and afterwards, three more days came out, Nehi. This is so because since the Kedusha appeared over the first 3 days, Chagat, the patriarchs, the essence of Zeranpin. Zeranpin, who is the craftsman, went out to his work, and the sons, Nehi, were emanated the last 3 days of the 6 days of creation. This is so because the fourth day is the fourth leg on the upper throne, Binah, and Zeranpin is considered a throne to Binah. And as the chair is not completed before the fourth leg is completed in it, Zeranpin too is not completed before the Malchut appears in it on the fourth day, and he could not emanate the 3 days Nehi only after its completion.
Questions? Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, the Zohar works very differently in comparison to other sources. When we try to think only of connection, when you read the Zohar, there's a pleasant, soft feeling.
Yeah, the Zohar is very calming. It calms you. It takes stress down. It gives you confidence. Like a mother and father.
Yep. So you shouldn't be concerned that you're losing tension.
Yeah, it's natural. It's okay. That's how it works. It's a very big force. There's no greater than the Zohar. Even though we don't feel it, but it is the book, the most exalted book in the wisdom of Kabbalah.
What does it mean then to hold on to the intention?
What
does it mean to hold on to the intention?
To hold on to the intention means that I'm thinking how we're always reading it together, and awe is a 10. It doesn't matter who, what, all of us together. And together we want to receive a blessing from the Creator, the force of bestowal to resemble Him, and can bestow back to Him. Jerusalem.
How do we find this place in the friends where we need to connect to?
What thing from the friends? I don't understand.
Where do I connect to the friends?
To their heart.
PT 31.
To continue what you said, that we need to be connected together and receive this blessing, this force, can you focus this a little more? If we think of us, of Bnei Baruch, how we want to be in our next state, is that the correct action?
Yes, of course. Moscow 3.
Шаббат шалом, учитель.
Да.
Скажите, от чего или от кого, вообще от нас ли это зависит? Будем ли мы Зоар читать раз в неделю или каждый день? Или...
Does it depend on us or not? If we read Zoar once a week or every day, what does it depend on?
Look, we have a lot of things to do. There's a lot of material that we need to go through together. And I hope that in the next few months, we will go through most of the essential material that we will go through from this virtual kind of studying. And we'll see. Every time we can add and add and add, we don't repeat the same materials. In Zohar, we went through it already in the past. And we have, you have it on the archive, you can listen and read it. Also the introduction to the book of Zohar. So there's no problem. It's all for everybody. We just don't have more time. It's enough for us what we're studying now. I want people to know tests. It's more, still more important for us than Zohar. Zohar is good in drawing the light that reforms. Also, Tess is great for that. But all in all, Tess has the sermons we need in our spiritual work. More than the Zohar.
Natanya.
Natanya.
Rav.
Rav, you said the Zohar has the strongest force. Would you recommend throughout the day when we meet on Zoom for 10-15 minutes to also read from the Zohar?
I don't know what to recommend. I will take some short article from Shamati or a few parts from the morning lesson from the sources we're reading, and I'd repeat them.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Another question from the internet. You said that the Zohar needs to be heard from a state of connection, otherwise the benefit is small. What does it mean to listen from a state of connection? How does the Zohar, what does it sound like from connection?
Try and see what it sounds like. Try and see. What can I say?
Another question here from a student. He says, Rav, I'm not able to understand the guidelines. What does it mean to think that we are reading together? What does it mean that we read together?
We reading together means that everybody's reading, everybody's listening, everybody wants to reach a state that the Creator will give us forces. And through those forces, we will bestow back to Him. We can bestow back to Him. We'll become like Him. Zichron 1.
Shalom Rav.
Shalom.
Shalom Lakli Olami Shabbat Shalom.
Hello Rav. Hello World Kli. It's very clear to me that when we listen to the Zohar, we need to hold on to the intention of connection, and it's felt that it's forming something powerful. But in what we perceive, there are so many questions. Even what we heard read now, I see the four phases of direct light, and
well, you don't know what it means.
I have tons of questions to ask, and I see that everyone is asking questions just about connection. And the question is, should we even engage in questions in the depth of the actual writings, or to stay only on the topic of connection while reading?
So I'll ask you, did you study the courses for beginners?
Yes.
And you're asking me about Dalet Prinot, the four phases?
No, no, that's not what I'm asking. My question is the study of Ten Sfirot and four phases of direct light, are they all derivatives of what the Zohar writes? Is that where Baal HaSulam got it from?
Kabbalists, everything they received was from the book of Zohar, period. Throughout all generations, for thousands of years, everything that is in this, the wisdom of Kabbalah comes from the book of Zohar.
Thank you, Rav. In connection and arvut with all the world, Kli.
Let's keep going.
Item 78. All the actions of the first 3 days, Chagat, and the last 3 days, Nehi, depended upon the Sabbath day, Malchut, with respect to the Gar and its completion. It is written about it, and on the seventh day God completed his work. Sabbath is the fourth leg of the throne. The Sabbath and the fourth day are both considered Malchut. However, the fourth day is also the Malchut that is included in Zeranpin, in his Tiferet from the Chazeh and above. And the Sabbath day is Malchut in a Zivug Zeranpin Panim Bepanim, face to face. And even though the first 3 days were completed on the fourth day, they were still not entirely completed in it, and were dependent until the Sabbath. It follows that on the Sabbath they were completed between the first days, Chagat, and the last days, Nehi, as it is written, and on the seventh day God completed his work which he had done. All 6 days, including the first 3 days. This is the Sabbath, and this is the fourth leg of the throne. The seventh day is the Sabbath, a seventh to the sons. It is also the fourth leg of the throne, which complements to the patriarchs too, and the Sabbath is their fourth. The reason why the 3 days Chagat were not sufficiently corrected on the fourth day, but to need the Sabbath day to complement them, is that on the fourth day there was a diminution in Malchut called the diminution of the moon. Because of it, she returned for a second Dibur, and her completeness was revealed on the Sabbath day. It follows that the Sabbath day was complemented. Sorry, it follows that the Sabbath day complemented the first 3 days as well. 79. If Sabbath is the Malchut, why does it say, "You shall keep my Sabbath," which are two? The Sabbath of the eve of Shabbat is Malchut, and the Sabbath of the actual day of Sabbath is Zeranpin, who shines in Sabbath, which is Malchut. They are not separated because they are united panim bepanim and are called two Sabbaths. If according to the first view, the two Malchuts, fourth and seventh, are whole in themselves, it is very clear that the words, my Sabbaths, fourth and seventh, are two. But if it is not completed on the fourth, but only after it is included in the seventh, then they are only one Sabbath. And why does the text say my Sabbaths too? It refers to the Zon that illuminate in the holiness of the Sabbath, since the Sabbath day is the male and the eve of Sabbath is the female. And there are two Sabbaths included in my Sabbaths, since they are actually one without separation. This is why Zeranpin is called Sabbath too.
Zoi kdushat ha-Shabbat. Amar lo, umai kdushat ha-Shabbat.
80, item 80. That donkey driver who was leading the donkeys behind them said, and why is it written, and fear my sanctuary? He replied to him, this is the holiness of the Sabbath. He told him, and what is the holiness of the Sabbath? He replied to him, it is Kedusha, holiness, extended from above, from Abba Ve'ima. He told him, then how did you make the Sabbath, who is not holy in itself, but Kedusha lies on it from above, from Abba Ve'ima? Rabbi Abba said, so it is, for it is written, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the sanctification of the Lord honorable. Thus the Sabbath is mentioned separately, and the sanctification of the Creator is separate. He told him, then who is the sanctification of the Creator? He replied to him, it is the Kedusha, holiness, that descends from above, from Abba Ve'ima, and hovers over the Sabbath. The donkey driver told him that if Kedusha, holiness, that is extended from above, is called honorable, does it imply the Sabbath itself is not honorable? But it is written, and honor it. So is the Sabbath itself honorable?
You see how the Zohar turns things around? Two very huge sages. There are no greater ones in that generation. They walk on a path, and they're speaking about spiritual attainment, and along with them is some man, simple person, that his whole job is to lead that donkey. And on the donkey, there's all kinds of things that those wise ones need to take from one place to the other. So he's supposedly like a taxi driver, you know? And he starts going into their conversation and asking questions that they don't even know how to answer, until one person says, don't talk to him. He knows more than us. Interesting, right? Keep going. Wait, Kiev, what do you want? I wanted to ask, let's say in our case, what is that donkey driver?
There is a special force in nature that is called the driver.
Amulich.
The driver. And this force is with everyone, especially by every group, by every ten, and it leads us towards the goal. You asked a correct and deep question. Student, this force leads us from the front or pushes us from behind? Rav, it depends. It's from all directions. Usually, it helps a person go through these special states. Like a donkey and the donkey driver, they take from the person their load, their heavy load, and they help him walk along the path. So they help him walk along the path towards adhesion to the Creator. Student, if to read the Zohar correctly, this chapter, the donkey driver, does it mean to draw the force? Rav, that's what we're doing now. When we're reading the Zohar, we want to discover everything that there is in these words. The force of Rabbi Chia, of Rabbi Abba, and all of the rest of the sages are there, and all of the animals and everything that's written in the Zohar is names of spiritual forces, and we want all these forces to work on us.
Good afternoon, Rav, World Kli. With your permission, Rav, sorry about the question and the ignorance. What chair are we talking about with a fourth leg?
A chair is called a kisui, a covering. You have chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod. So there are coverings in the sefirot in order to find above them the upper light, the creator.
Mak. Mak. Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
Rav, I wanted to share that in our 10, we've been reading for about 3 years. We read the Zohar together. And the effect it has between three friends, or when 10 read, it has a very big influence.
Very good, keep going, very good. However you feel is more successful, that is how you continue. That is how you continue. Tel Aviv.
You explained before that the wise tell each other, don't speak to that donkey driver. And in your explanation, I understood it's a beneficial force for the spiritual advancement. So why do they disconnect from him?
I don't know. We'll read and we'll see. I'm not as smart as you are or they are. I'll prefer to wait for the Zohar. Lesson 2.
Rav, can you say that the donkey is the ego, and that the donkey driver is the creator?
Is it
written about this or not? If not, then what are you asking me for? We need to read the Zohar, and we need to understand, to attain what he writes. That's it. What are you trying to find? If it's the creator or an angel or who is the donkey? Why do you need to know this? You need to accept the forces of bestowal from reading the Zohar, the forces of connection. Hebrew 10.
My dear Rav, how did he know that he knows more?
I don't know. You go to him and ask him. Why are you asking such things? What are you? Are you guys? Are you blocked? Do you know what you need to demand from the Zohar? The force of connection. What, you want to understand intellectually with your corporeal mind what is written there? You want to understand their spirit, the spiritual forces they speak of? By that, you're only showing everyone your stupidity. How can you ask about them if you don't understand a single word in its spiritual essence? You need to wait until you receive from the Zohar such an inspiration that you'll start feeling what it speaks of. And in the meantime, you want with your mind, which is in comparison to spirituality, it's nothing. You want to understand with your own mind. How can that be? Sometimes we explain intellectually, so we have some kind of perception. But you're asking about such things, it's like you asked me, is it the Creator there or something? No, no. Do you know how to read the Zohar? Just read it. Just read it without asking anything. Only with the intention that we'll receive strength from it. That's it. Almata.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Чуть-чуть запутался. Вот как вы только что сказали.
I am a bit confused. As you just said, we read the Zohar with the intention to connect. And suddenly I see that it's speaking about two people, about the third person, as if it happened in the corporeal world. Did it happen, or is it only...
There was no such thing as they wrote here. They're talking about spiritual discernments between them. And also the fact they're going with the donkey. The donkey is matter, it's the substance. And they're walking, meaning they're going from one spiritual degree to the next. That is what they're referring to. So we're not asking anymore, including Africa.
Let's keep going. We are continuing in the words commentary. Item 80. He asked them, and what is the meaning of what is written, and fear my sanctuary, because Sabbath is considered Zon. Why are they called my sanctuary? It's because only Abba Ve'ima are called holy. This is why he told him, thus the Sabbath is mentioned separately, and the sanctification of the Creator separate. By that he proved to him that the Sabbath itself is considered Zon, that she is not holiness herself, but because Kedusha is extended here from above, from Upper Abba Ve'ima, who are called holiness, and an extension from Abba Ve'ima is called sanctifying the Creator. 81. My Sabbaths, it comes to include the Sabbath zone, 2,000 cubits on each side. This is why he added the word my Sabbaths in plural, the upper Sabbath and the lower Sabbath. Two are included together and concealed together. It comes to include the Shabbat zone, since even though it is written, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day, the text added 2,000ths outside his place to each direction in the word et. Also, et is malchut, from whose zivug come forth the mochin of Abba Ve'ima, which shine in the Sabbath in the addition of illumination of the Zon. This is so because Abba Ve'ima are 2,000ths for which the text adds et, which comes to add to it. My Sabbaths refer to the upper Sabbath and the lower Sabbath. The upper Sabbath is tvuna, and the lower Sabbath is malchut. Nukva de Zon, who are called Ma and Mi, the upper world, and the lower world included together. This is so because the Sabbath Zon rise and clothe the Abba Ve'ima. Tvuna and Malchut are included in one another together because the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like him, and they are concealed together. For this reason, Malchut does not become the actual Tvuna without recognition between them, because the Mochin, the Tvuna, received the Malchut above only, at the place of Tvuna, but Malchut's own place below.
So we are constantly thinking about the light that reforms, about the upper force, that will clothe in us all, that will give us the connection between us and the ability to bestow upon the Creator. And then, in return, in response to wanting to bestow upon the Creator, we'll begin to understand what is written in the Zohar.
And also that Vuna suffers from Malchut's blocking, for because their Mochin are included together, they are also blocked together. It follows that even though Tvuna herself is not under any blocking, since now on Sabbath, she is one Paltzuf upper, with upper Ima, but because the Mochin do not shine in one inclusion with Malchut's Mochin, the Malchut's blocking is sensed in the Mochin the Tvuna as well. 82. Another Sabbath remained who was not mentioned. She was in the shame, and she said before him, O Lord, since the day you have made me, I have been called Shabbat, and there is no day without a night. He told her, My daughter, you are Shabbat, and I have called you Shabbat. But behold, I am crowning you with the highest crown. He passed on a manifest saying, Fear my sanctuary. This is the Shabbat of the eve of Shabbat. Who is fear? And in whom there is fear, which the Creator mingled together and said, I am the Lord. Where I is the Malchut, the eve of Shabbat. The Lord is Zer Anpin. And in the words, I am the Lord, they were mingled together. And I heard from my father who said so, and made the precision that the word, it includes the Shabbat zone. My Sabbaths in plural form, the circle and the square within it, which are two. Two Sabbaths. And opposite those two, there are two sanctities, which we should mention one. Thus the heaven and the earth were completed. And one is the Kiddush sanctification. There are 35 words in the blessing, thus the heavens, and 35 words in the Kiddush that we sanctify altogether add up to 70 names, which the Creator and the Assembly of Israel are crowned. 83.
We are continuing to maintain our intention, all of us together, with a demand to the Creator, with every word of the Zohar that will bring us the force of bestowal, connection and bestowal. Yes.
And because those circle and square are my Sabbath, both are included in the keep. As it is written, keep my Sabbaths. But the upper Sabbath is not included in the keep, but in the remember. Since the upper king Bina was completed in the remember. This is why Bina is called a king that pieces his, since his peace is remembered, hence there is no dispute above. Commentary. Another Sabbath remained, who was not mentioned, is the Malchut de Malchut, called the middle point, and which does not receive Mochin during the Sabbath day, as well since she is Manula herself. And now the Mochin come only in the Miftecha Yesod the Malchut, and since she did not receive Mochin, she was in shame. Another Shabbat remained who was not mentioned is the middle point, who did not receive Mochin and was in shame. She argued, since the day you have made me in the beginning of my emanation in the world of Ak, I have been called Shabbat. All the Mochin were imparted by me because there was no other Malchut in Ak, but only the middle point, which was diminished only during the Tzimtzum Bet to the world of Atzilut. She also argued, there is no day without night. This is very beautiful because she argued that even on the first day it is written, and there was evening and there was morning one day, meaning that the unity appears over day and night together. Thus was a night not mentioned on the Sabbath Bereshit, it is also because no night is written on the seventh day of the act of creation. And the Creator told her, you are a Shabbat for me for the future. In the seventh millennium, on the day that is Shabbat, I have called you Shabbat, since the day I made you in the world, Ak, but behold, I am crowning you in the highest crown. In other words, the Creator raised her so she would serve him in the Gar of the Partsufim, for she established as Malchut of the Upper Abba Ve'ima, unknown Avir. Upper Abba Ve'ima are called the Holy of the Holies. She too is in the Upper Holies. And it was said that he passed on a manifest saying, fear my sanctuaries, since through her correction in Upper Abba Ve'ima, she became a sanctuary. Which my fear my sanctuaries, it follows that now Malchut has gained the upper crown, more than she had had in the world of Ak, since she was using the Siyum of the Sefirot in her stead. And now she rose to serve the place of Gar in Upper Abba Ve'ima, who was called the Holy of Holies. This is why it was said, behold, I am crowning you with the highest crown. This is the Shabbat of the Eve of Shabbat, who is fear and whom there is fear. Malchut is called fear because a tzimtzum was on her, not to receive into her own quality. Thus, she does not use the Or Yashar from above downward into her own essence, but only the Or Chozer when she is corrected with a Masach, with a tremor and a shudder, so the light would not traverse from the Malchut down. Now, upon her ascent to the upper holiness of Abba Ve'ima, there is an upper fear her. Since the upper Havaya of Abba Ve'ima is in her. This is the eve of Sabbath day that she was now erected, as she argued, there is no day without night. And this is the Sabbath of the eve of Shabbat. The quality of the night has also been included in Shabbat day. And the fear that is in it is that the Creator included together and said, I am the Lord.
Prepare questions. I'll soon give you time to ask, please.
The image of the circle indicates that the light shines there equally in all the places, and there is no din there at all, for which any change should occur in the measure of illumination. The image of the square indicates that there are dinim there, for which one should distinguish between right and left, east and west. Hence, the osh is regarded as being shaped as a circle with respect to the body, which is a square, since there are no dinim in gal osh, and there are dinim in the guf, for which there are right and left in the guf, face and back. The Shabbat, that is the Zon rise and clothe Abba Ve'ima, who are considered upper Shabbat and lower Shabbat, mingled together. The upper Shabbat, Abba Ve'ima, are considered a circle, and the lower Shabbat, Zon, Guf, are regarded as a square. Hence, on Shabbat, the Zon and the square rise and mingle with Abba Ve'ima, who are the circle. This is why it is written my Sabbaths, to include two Sabbaths, upper Sabbath, a circle, with a square within it, and the lower Shabbat, which rose and mingled in it.
We'll stop here, so we have time for questions. Go ahead. Okay, Hebrew 10 as usual, we have Latin or something. Let's say Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. It seems that the Zohar is giving a lot of importance for Shabbat. What is that?
Latin 2. Shabbat is the time of the end of correction. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to say that I really like the Zohar lesson, but many times I don't understand. I like being in the morning. In Mexico, sometimes we read the Zohar and...
Mister, do you have a question or not? I'm sorry, it's time for questions now only. Almata.
Almata, ani mitstayer.
I'm sorry.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель.
Almata.
He writes at the end about the 70 names of the Creator. What does that mean?
Повтори.
Он пишет в завершении, в благословении завершены.
He writes at the end of the blessing of Knesset Israel is crowned with 70 names.
We'll talk about it. It's special names of forces that all in all, they stabilize the complete Kli. We'll learn about it, these 70 names. Chaver. Questions.
Rav, I wanted to ask, what is the connection between the light that reforms and Alvut and you have made me?
The light that reforms is the force that comes from above, brings us Arvut, and then we do the force of bestowal. In that force of bestowal, we discover the upper force, and that's why it's considered you have made me. Because by stabilizing this force of bestowal from above, sorry, from below, we discover this force of bestowal from above. Be'er Sheva.
My question, Rav, is about that Sabbath that doesn't receive the Mochin. Are we speaking about only when it restricted itself to the black point?
Yes, Shabbat cannot receive anything until the end of correction. Shabbat is a state of the end of correction. Ra'anana.
Ra'anana,
you want to ask or not?
How to fight the thoughts that disconnect me from the intention that you constantly give us?
To pray to the Creator, to help you with these thoughts, to help you fight these thoughts, Tel Aviv one.
Was the book written for Sgula? What does the commentary of the Zohar, of the latter, add to the Zohar?
The interpretation of the Sulam adds to the book of Zohar the fact that it brings it closer to us, not so that we'll understand what it says in the Zohar, but so that the remedy we receive from it will be more powerful.
PT2.
I don't know what the problem is. Ask Alex, who's sitting there in broadcast. Everything is disappearing and jumping, and what's going on? Baltia 1.
What is the final purpose of our intention while reading the Zohar?
Our intention from reading the book of Zohar is to receive the force of bestowal, through which we can connect, and in this connection to discover this great force of bestowal, and from that bestow upon the Creator and bring him to a state that in that same force of bestowal we can connect with him, we can reach adhesion to him. Is that clear? Okay, PT 29.
Энсиман. А, еш. Тогда, Рав.
Thank you, Rav. In the connection that we're asking for, do I see myself in there or only the friends?
Everyone together without any difference, Ashkelon.
Rav, Shabbat is a matzav minuchav.
Shabbat is the state of rest. Why is there a commandment to remember and to save?
Rest is not what you think. We'll study what it means. There are corrections, great corrections in Shabbat. Kiev.
Во время зора, когда мы просим объединения, должны ли мы как-то стараться цепляться?
During the zora, when we ask for connection, should we make efforts to grasp those formulas that Bala Sulam and Rabash are giving us?
Africa.
Our question is, what does it mean by the two Shabbats?
Two Sabbaths, the Sabbath of Tzimtzum Bet and the Sabbath of Tzimtzum Aleph. Latin 4.
Hola, Rav. La pregunta es, cuando estudiamos en el Zohar y Pe...
Hello, Rav. The question is, when we study the Zohar, we ask for connection. Should there be something like with details in it, or just to let the light know what to do with us?
No, of course the light knows how to connect us. We don't know a thing. We can only ask, and that alone, to think as least as possible and to ask as much as possible. And now we are moving on to the women's lesson. So please get off the screens and let the women appear.
So for now, we'll sing a song while we switch.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis, un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour. Un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un.